end of this conference, and I would like to draw some perspective from a reflection about the missing resources, taking into account the work done during these 10 last years, and our rich discussion during this conference, as evidenced by the working group reports. At the same time, this lecture constitutes a kind of follow-up of the previous lectures of this conference. And I will say something about the rationale of this picture later. Perhaps somebody out of Brazil know what is it? No? Okay. So, looking at the future usually begins by a question. Where do we come from? My first book, I was still teaching in a secondary school, was written with my student. It was 20 years ago. 20 years later, I will situate my talk in the same spirit, drawing mainly from interaction with students and young researchers for a retrospective and a prospective reflection. And I will propose 10 programs. Why 10? You know, in mathematics, we like round numbers, and we could say also that 10 corresponds to 10 years of this approach. Okay, but that's it, 10 programs. Actually, it's not exactly programmed as a structured way of organizing a research. Mainly, it's a matter of perspective of research. But as programs sound well, so I have chosen program. And I am doing this in a free attitude. There is something that doesn't work at this point. Oh, sorry, just, I don't understand why something appears that do not have to appear. Okay. So I am doing this in a kind of on a free attitude because I will soon be retired, so I will not be in charge of coordinating this program. And so I am thinking more in terms of necessity than in terms of feasibility. It's a kind of perspective of transmission. So I will organize my talk in six sections. First of all, how I conceived my talk. Then why did we learn from DAD? For 10 years, then the missing theoretical resources, then the missing methodological resources, then toward an extension of an expansion of the theory, and finally, question of denomination, ending my lecture as Michel Artigue did yesterday about the project lexicon. So, how did I conceive my talk? Obviously, I draw from productive experiences with other researchers in the last period about this approach, mainly with Ghislaine and Birgit, and with many other researchers in my team of research, in a critical project of research for me, mainly SFODEM, REVEA, MC Square, meaning mathematical creativity, MATRIT, which is a French-Chinese project of research, and also what was very important for me was stays in 5 countries, very different, Brazil, China, Lebanon, Mexico, and Senegal. And what I learned from this conference itself. And I did it from an epistemic point of view. I mean, we really know what we try to appropriate, what we use, what we experience, what we develop in a creative way. And what is true for any artifact is all the more true for a theoretical frame. And it was a case for student and for postdoc student working in IFE during some months, some of them during 1 year. And it was a good frame for working together and for learning from each other. And the students learned from to know the theories they used, and their supervisor learned from them. I have always in mind the Chinese translation of teaching which is in Chinese, Tia Chue. Yes, okay, thank you, Binyan, for your politeness. Meaning exactly teaching learning. You have two characters for translating teaching, meaning that when we teach, we learn, and when we learn, we teach. So it is my point of view when I organize this lecture, and I ask three questions to current or past PhD and postdoctoral students working mainly in this approach. First question, you have used instrumental approach or documentational approach to didactics. To which extent did this frame support your research? Second question, in using DAD, did you feel some missing resources, in which circumstances? What new resources this approach should develop? And finally, for designing missing resources, which possible theoretical crossing, which new research program to be launched? I got 29 answers, and perhaps it makes something like 40 pages. To be combined with the students' real work and their contribution to the field. And I have selected something, so the main points, the critical points, I guess, from these answers to construct my talk. Obviously, it's a selected number of questions and a selected choice of students. And I had not the ambition to take into account all the researchers appropriating these tools. See, for example, the number of contributions to this conference. Only the young researchers that I knew enough closely for crossing their answers with their general research work. And I've tried to take into account the whole set of answers in crossing and gathering them according to some main perspective, giving matters to my 10 program of research, to my 10 program of research. First question, which was for you the support from the AD? I will explain this in short, obviously, during the time of this lecture. But the student answer could be classified in three main categories: understanding, designing, and rethinking. Understanding, mainly, the resources in their diversity and for their potential for resourcing teachers' work, but also understanding the complexity of the integration of such artifact or resources, understanding resources as critical interfaces between teachers and students, between individual and collective work, and between designer and users, and understanding resources as markers or witnesses of teachers' professional development. Then, the importance of this approach for designing tasks, mainly for integrating digital resources, and also designing digital support for helping teachers to design their own resources. And last point, finally, perhaps a kind of summarization of the previous one, the interest of this approach for rethinking teacher education as well as teacher training, rethinking teachers themselves as resources designers, alors, perhaps D with capital D or small d, I don't know, but both certainly, and teachers as collective and reflective practitioners. So, for the first question, and also comes with what was the interest of this approach, is also the interest for designing, developing the approach itself. And during these 10 last years, we could assist to a flourishing creation of concepts, names, answering to new objects, phenomena to be named. First of all, concepts about resources, and I will not develop all these proposition, conceptual proposition, but you know most of them, perhaps mother resources, doctor resources, pivotal resources, hub resources. If you read all the paper related to this approach, you could realize the diversity of names. And also names of resources and property attached to those resources: coherence, quality, connectivity. Then, names related to events, particularly documentational incidents versus the didactical or critical incidents. Names related to knowledge and document schemes, obviously, documentation system, documentation expertise, affinity, etc. Names dedicated to collectives. And there is something interesting, is the interaction between the name of collectives and the name of resources, like mother collective, doctor collective, hub collective, and names related to the dynamic of collectives. Not proper name, but like thought collective, name coming from other theories, like the theory of Ludwig Fleck. And finally, names related to methodological design. And you have a lot of acronyms. I guess that you don't know all of them. R, M, R, M, R, S, etc. And the acronym vary according to the language. So we have a lot of things. And it is probably the first missing resource at this point of the development of the approach is we need a glossary of a map for situating the concept developed in the frame of this approach. And certainly what we have written for the Encyclopedia of Mathematics Education recently, you have the text in your pocket, doesn't answer to this need, because in this text we try to give a general frame, not entering into detail of all the name and the concept of this approach. And for answering this, we have developed something already. Ghislaine spoke, I think, in her conference of a glossary we had developed at the beginning of this approach. Oh. And you could have a look at it. And it was developed with the help of Hussein and Rim at the beginning, and perhaps 4 or 5 years later, we stopped to develop this, because it's very complex, actually, to develop something and in the same time to keep trace of what we are developing and what new structure it aims to construct. The same thing, I think, for the logbook of teachers. It's very difficult to develop the teacher's activity and at the same time to say, OK, today I've made this. So. It was just the beginning of work. And we made something more recently in the frame of the REVEA project with the ANADOC project. ANADOC project, I will speak later of this, is a glossary of the terms used when analyzing teachers work with resources. Okay. So in this platform, I will say more after. We have developed both the analysis of teachers' work and trying to explicit each name and to use the same names with the same definition for the different analysis we made. For example, if somebody used in this analysis the word, perhaps I could have this, okay, a little bigger, the word investigation, reflective investigation, he needs to explicit to define this term very on an accurate way. And this glossary is developed in a collaborative way. I mean, if another researcher wants to use this term and if he is not happy with the current definition, he could propose either an enrichment of this definition or an alternative definition. So as you understand, it's a kind of evolutive, collaborative design of a shared glossary dedicated to the analysis of teachers' work with resources. And for my first program of research, I had in mind to go a little further, looking at what was developed in other fields. For example, in the field of technology and enhanced learning, they developed under the coordination of Nicolas Balachev a meta project for designing a glossary and a dictionary of all the concepts and terms used by the researcher in this field. Okay, so I don't show this. I will give the address. But the interest in this approach is that it is a multi-language approach. I mean, each term has to be defined in each approach, and the language issues have to be underlined. So it's not, this is the name in English and the name in Chinese, but this is a concept in English, a concept in Chinese. And what do we need for translating? And perhaps there is no direct translation because there are no equivalents between concepts. And I think that we should have the same spirit in developing what should be my first program, a living multi-language glossary of the documentational approach to didactics. And this conference with 20 languages present is a good occasion for evidencing the interest of doing so. And it's certainly a condition for developing a scientific community, its concept and methods. It's also a criterion for a set of researchers to develop into a real community of practice. And for me, there is another reason, perhaps deeper. It's a condition for writing papers in his or her own language. For example, Dear Hussein, Dear Rim, and I think there is 5 researchers from Arabic native speaker. And for them, it's very difficult to write papers in Arabic because they have not equivalent of the name used in this approach in Arabic. And I think it's a pity for the scientific community in the Arabic countries, but for the general development of this approach, because it means that we have not direct links with the way teachers are working in these countries. Or we could access to this only via a translation, I mean, transformation of the reality through to attain French or English or German language, etc. And I draw this from my own experience, because I have the chance to teach sometimes in China and to interact directly with a Chinese student. And it was my first stay in China 4 or 5 years ago. And we have dedicated a session for thinking about the translation of instrumentation or instrumentalization. And it was very interesting because for doing this, it was impossible to find a word, but we have to construct a kind of semantic map of words in English and semantic map of words in Chinese for finding the word, for constructing a relevant word approaching the same meaning. And obviously, we had not only one translation possible, but different translation. And it was very, for me, as teaching something in this context, to deepening this concept for students, but also for myself. And what is true in one sense, I mean, for I have my concepts in English or French and I want to translate in Chinese, is all the more true, also true in the other sense. For example, when Chongyang said, I ask students, please give me a Chinese word that for you is totally impossible to translate easily in French, in English. And so Feng Shun, where is Feng Shun? Okay, we said, this word is a good candidate for that. This word means muke. And so I asked Chongyang, could you explain what is muke? And she was obliged to make gestures, to make drawings, to make very long sentences for explaining what is muke. And it is the same thing for all the things. For example, when Chinese colleague said this morning, this is TRG, meaning teaching research group, okay, so we are happy with this. But what does it mean, research? How it was possible for people to translate a Chinese entity in research? And if we discuss in depth, we discover that it's not exactly research, but also studying. So say a lot of things behind this word research, and of course, not exactly what we have in mind when we say research. So for me, it's very important for the development of this approach, for its conceptual construct, but also for making this approach able to be fed by the diversity of reality to have this construction. So this is my first suggestion. Please do this. More general missing resources about the model of DID itself, and following some elements given by Michel yesterday. And for me, the emerging of a theoretical framework leads most of the time to a kind of conceptual wavering. I don't know if the English term is exact, wavering, something not very stable, revealing the underlying complexity and also some hesitation of this approach in building itself. And Rogerio sent me five diagrams proposing different papers and asking me, please, you have changed so often of very critical things about schemes. Sometimes you describe a document from scheme of utilization, sometimes scheme of instrumented action. Sometimes I have to confess that I did not realize this in writing this paper. You said different schemes for only one document. I apologize. And sometimes only knowledge. I mean, a document being a set of resources plus usage plus knowledge. So it means, I think, that we are trying to address complex things. And in addressing the things, we are trying to find the good way of expressing the concepts that we are building. So, and this question was at the heart of, for me, the lectures of Ghislaine and Ken, and also, as we discovered just before, working group 1, 3, and 4. And if we want to go back to basics, from the questionnaires themselves, I written 4 main points about missing resources. The first massive answers about resources themselves. What could be defined as resources, languages, artifacts, and what could be defined as resource system components? How is it possible to combine, to analyze student resources and teachers' resources? So we could discover that there's answers, recover some answers, some questions asked during the working group, of course. Second sort of question about scheme components. Third, about individual and collective work. And fourth, about long and short genesis and teachers' professional development. I have tried to organize these answers in 4 research programs or research perspectives. Cutting more or less what has been explained before. The first question for me is deepening the nature, content, and structure of a teacher's resource system. And we could say that it's not, we could consider this as a program or a set of programs, but for me with a global coherence and as a sensitive point of the theory. Designing a typology of teaching resources. But the main point for me is perhaps to reconsider the unicity. I mean, the fact to speak without any doubt of a teacher's resource system. And following Rim Hamoud, distinguishing mother resource and doctor resource, I wonder if we could not, we should not, distinguish the same thing for the system itself. For example, when in the book, 2012 year book, we ask a teacher named Pierre to draw a resource system, his resource system. So, draw something. And we returned that Sesamat was part of his resource system, but not exactly. Because Sesamat is, there is in Sesamat, if you don't know, visit the website, there is a lot of things. There is textbooks, online exercise, software, LaboMap, meaning specific interface for collaborative working of teachers and adapting exercise for their students. So if I explain only Sesamas is part of the resource system of Pierre, it's too vague. So for me, we should be clear. I don't know if we agree and all of researchers working in the field, but for me, we could define the teacher's resource as something he has already appropriated, as something he has already used. And so we could consider, potentially distinguish the resource system of the teacher, mother resource system, as the landscape in which he evolves currently, and Sesamas is part of the landscape, and what he has already in hand, in his pocket. And he knows, for example, perfectly the Sesamas textbooks of the 10th grade, because he used this textbook. And perhaps you could confront in this way the resource system that is available on the shelf of the teacher and what he knows, what he has experienced. For me, we should reflect on this. And thinking more about resource system and the different ways of organizing a resource system, and according to the perspective we will choose, we'll have different structure, perhaps, according to storage location, to teacher's activity system, to scientific content. And I think that this last point, perhaps, we should develop much more, because the math teacher or physics teacher or any teacher has to teach something. This thing is very clearly organized. You have a praxeology, taking the term of Chevalard, that organize the mathematical knowledge to be taught. Donc, what is the interaction between this epistemological structure and the teacher's resource system? So I think we have a wide field of research about this. And then I think we have not developed enough about the interaction as between teacher's resource system and student resource system. And we could imagine that one is mirroring the other one. So looking at student resource system is a way of understanding the other system. So I think we have here a lot of promising perspective avenue for thinking. The third program should be about schemes, obviously. Scheme is a so rich concept that we could perhaps imagine thousands and thousands of research programs. And first of all, there is some element of vocabulary. When we are speaking about scheme, we vary a lot. Is it, we could say perhaps, scheme of documentation work? Defining the scheme apart from the activity of teacher itself. Is there a real continuity between knowledge for designing and knowledge for using? Or some elements are ensuring the continuity and some different elements? And the main question for me at this point is the question of situations. Because we had the chance to discuss with Vernio through researcher from Brazil, and in Brazil. And you know that for Vernio, the couple or scheme situation is totally interrelated. Impossible to understand scheme without understanding situation. And what Vergniaud is explaining, and Yves Clos also, is when we speak of repetition, the same the schemes, we have some invariant. Vergniaud and Clos always saying, please, okay, it's repetition, but without repetition. This, something is not changing and something is changing. And in this model, and I use Michel comment yesterday about the rigidity of the model, this model. And for the rigid aspect of this model is the place of situation in the corner, at right corner. Because with this model, we are very, it's a powerful model to understand how the teacher evolves as well as the resources he is using. But what about the situation? And so I think we have to rethink the evolution of scheme through the evolution of situation. For me, it's a big challenge, and so we have to think about this. And to analyze situations, stages, events, and we do this in a recent paper written with five hands, with Veronica using the frame of activity theory, Takeshi using the frame of Chevalard, Chongyang and me using the frame of DID, surprising, and Birgit having a general coordinator view on the wool. And so we try to think about the structure of teachers' documentation work. And I think we should develop more on this point. We have a lot discussed the structure of the resource system, like a horizontal thing, but the structure of the work. I mean, what are the different stages? And it rejoined perhaps the question of orchestration. Orchestration, how it we have a kind of habit to analyze how the teacher is organizing the work in his classroom, because it's more visible. But the teacher's activity begins before and continues afterwards. And what are the different stages? What do we know now about the structure of a teacher preparing a lesson? What is there some typical structure according to typical situation? So I think we have to reflect on this, and probably according to the view we choose, we will have different structure of work. And this structure of work is also a way to analyze in more depth the schemes guiding this kind of activity. Okay, then comes the collective documentation work. It's not a surprise. And from the beginning of our work with Ghislaine and then with Birgit, we try to analyze in the same time the evolution, the development of collectives and the development of resources they produce. At the beginning, we decide to follow very well structured community of practice, and more we realized and we know before, obviously, that there is a great variety of collective with small c and with capital C. And the interest is certainly to work on their development, cross-development, focusing on their frontiers and intersection. And I think we, about this, we learn a lot from the MC Square project. And we often, following the idea of Wenger, look at what is common to the teacher. But I think that more and more we realize that, like in the approach of Vygotsky, people learn when there is some difference between them. So it should be interesting to look at each collective and being sensitive to the hybrid character of the collective and to diversity of agents, sometimes in the collective, sometimes out of the collective. And this is an old question, but still revisited, about the question of collective resource system. To which extent it is possible to say that some people share the same resource system? Does it mean that for E and B, they could describe this system in the same way? have they in mind that they share the same thing? So, and the social dimension of scheme. And with this comes from me the question of teacher professional development. And what I did in Brazil first and then in other contexts, following what we name micro collective, because it's very easy to have two teachers working closely together. And it's a way for understanding what is doing a teacher through the eyes of the other teacher, without the researcher asking, please ask, tell me. You know, it was the first situation, I think, in Brazil. And this teacher is drawing his resource system. And the two researchers keep silent. And the other teacher say, please, you have forgot something. So we benefit from the reflective view of the teacher and also from the reflective view of the second teacher and the first teacher. And I think we should exploit more this kind of micro collective, micro natural collective. Five program, understanding the short and the long episode of teacher documentation work. It has been explained in depth. So Katiane presented her work, and Cybele also. I think it's interesting when you look at two trajectories developing during 30 years and during 3 years, and you could have in mind that if you zoom of the second one, you will have the same structure, like a fractal structure. Evidencing the interplay between the resource developed, collective where this happened, new knowledge, encountering, etc. So I think that this is to be done. And there is perhaps a third thing that we do not study enough. We are studying the trajectory of teachers, the trajectory of collectives, and not enough the trajectory of teachers inside the collective. Wenger has studied this in terms of insider trajectory or outsider trajectories or boundary trajectories. And I think it should be interesting to study this with the term and the idea of starting from the resources that are developed and used. So that is for the conceptual thing. And now something about the methodological design. So from the beginning, we had four principles that we express in sometimes in different ways. And with always the will to be very close to the ordinary teachers work with resources, even if we know that there is some illusion. There is it's never possible to have authentic work with resources, but we can try to meet this. And we have always worked with natural data and simulated data. Natural data, for example, what Christine Proust presented yeah, 2 days ago, I mean, a table of problems. This is a table, the list of exercises that the teacher will give to her student during the year. And with different drawing, I mean, stimulated data, because the researcher who asked the teacher, please, could you explain, could you draw something? So, and there is links with working group 2. And if I look at the questionnaire feedback from the students and postdoctoral students, for me there is 3 categories of question. First category about how is it possible to think new way for allowing for letting a teacher filling a logbook on an efficient way. Second question, second need about tracing the resource. How is it possible to trace a big number of resources? And you know that if we work with resources from internet, it means that we are working with a huge number of resources. And so need, how is it possible to collect and organize for their analysis very heterogeneous data? And I could imagine three programs of research. The first one is about stimulating reflectivity. What does it mean for storing and analyzing related data? How is it possible? And there is many experiments done across different research projects for stimulating reflectivity, for thinking relevant tools, and we arrive always at this problem. How is it possible to analyze this kind of image of thought? Image of thought is a very illuminating book that I give in reference, and that analyzes a way of teachers, of researchers mainly, or administrators, are drawing the set of ideas, their conceptual maps. And here is the founder of the MoMA of New York, and he explains in the book that it is impossible for me to have only one drawing, because each day, on the morning, I look at the drawing made the day before and said, oh, it doesn't work. I have to change it. And so it's an evolving mapping. And there is also another work, and it explains this, when the printer said, please, it's impossible for me to print this. I have to make some transformation. And Barr said, oh, it's terrible, because it's this drawing. I don't recognize my work in this drawing. So we have here a problem. And we have to reflect, to think tools and methods for analyzing the thing produced by teachers' reflectivity, which are things very heterogeneous, very vague, very fuzzy, and to analyze this and also their dynamics, their evolving aspects. And finally, to think and to stimulate individual reflectivity and collective reflectivity. Okay? The seventh program, I think we are far from having begun it. Probably in the workshop session B, and the work of Cooper, Jason Cooper could help in this way about tagging resources. But mainly, I think we need powerful tools for doing this. And we have begun to work in this school with a field of information architecture. And even in this field, this is object of research. Jean-Michel Salin, who was a leader of this research team, said, we miss tools for dynamically following up the documentation work of a given community. And what is difficult in this way, when a teacher or something is teaching something to people, is, of course, much more difficult in this situation. And I think we have a lot to learn from the community, like learning analytics, and why not teaching analytics, for measuring, collecting, analysis, and reporting of data about learners, teachers, and their context. 8. Thinking specific support for capturing and analyzing data related to teachers' collective documentation work. And it is a work that will be done in a workshop of young researchers, session C, with Veronica and Frank. We have tried in here, and I just show very rapidly what was made in the AdaDoc project. It is a platform when we have stored we call situation typical situation of documentation work of teachers. For example, preparing a lesson, discussing a lesson, implementing a lesson, evoking her documentational past. And for all these situations, we collect the maximum number of data. I mean, video, the teachers' resources, and we store them in a dedicated platform allowing to store video and other things. This is a level of situation. And then comes a level of web document. A web document is a short analysis of this situation. And the platform allows to make something which is often very difficult, to extract a short moment of the video. And we decided to analyze each situation for a given question with no more than 4 pages, no more than 5 extracts of video, and no more for 1 extract of 2 or 3 minutes. And it obliged us to be very accurate in analyzing things, for example, which is the kind of usage of textbook for this teacher. And so we have to be very accurate. And this platform allows to comment and criticize this short analysis. And somebody could say, I don't agree with you, because everybody has access to the whole set of data and could, in this perspective, propose an alternative analysis. So a level of situation and a level of web document. I think it's a promising way for analyzing things and sharing analysis in a community, small community or larger one, of researchers. And there is other project in progress, mainly in Brazil, and around web documents. Then questionnaire feedback about possible theoretical crossings. And so there is a first answering about why do you want to cross. The first thing is to deepen things. So always an alternative. We have not enough concepts we can use to deepen our own frame or cross it. So it's not a surprise to observe the answers. And what is perhaps new and comes from Mexico, the idea of exploring in more depth the nature of each resource due to the frameworks used in this context, theory of objectivation of Radford and the theory of Wartofsky. I think we have also a lot to learn from China and the reflection about variation of exercise and to which extent the variation of resources is linked to the variation of exercise. And there is a lot of suggestion for deepening our analysis about social things, social, cultural, and historical things. And joint action theory, meaning how things happen mainly between teachers and students, for example. Professional didactics, anthropological theory of didactics, chat, boundary objects, social ideas, and also something we have not analyzed at all, the issue of equity and access, which comes from Africa and from Latin America. The perspective to work with computer science for analyzing the structure of system, and the idea of using constructionism for understanding the design of teachers and computational thinking. My ideas, I will not develop more after the conference on Michel, but some ideas. Is it necessary to extend or expand the idea? The idea of thinking this in terms of praxeology, I think it's very useful. We have it's a natural dynamic of this approach to develop in a variety of things. We have to probably think in more depth interaction with old fields that, like anthropology and emerging ones as learning analytics or curriculum ergonomics. But my main idea is to question the acronym of DAD. Finally, we have to think in terms of documentational approach to didactics or didactical approach to documentation. We could change and we'll keep the same acronym. That would be very useful for the papers. And finally, perhaps for addressing this question, we could think in terms of documentational studies, a way of developing a multidisciplinary academic field embracing the complexity of here, teachers interacting with resources, as there is environmental studies or gender studies, etc. So naming a field for giving a place, a position for developing this kind of interaction. And the last program of research as announced is about denomination. And the questionnaire feedback from China, ideas about comparative studies. And it's not a surprise because these comparative studies are more interesting, I think, when the distance between the thought languages are big. And so, for me, it is a shared experience when teaching and meeting researchers in a variety of contexts. And I think that this question is critical. And you know, it's not the same thing as the first program about thinking common scientific words, because here we have to start from the reality of each country. So it's, for me, it's an anthropological approach. And perhaps I just want to give one example from my own experience. And when I worked with some students, here you have Chonggang, Xize, and the third one, who is not here, Sun Wei. And I worked with students asking them to interview teachers, to interview in Chinese teacher, and to make the analysis in Chinese, and then after to translate in English. And just some words about this interview by Sun Wei. It was an educational philosophy teacher in higher education. And look at the words. Very interesting for me. This word, I will not speak in Chinese. Thank you. This design, it could be translated by resources, but it means the material processed by the teacher with a strong sense of herself. I mean, I do this, but it's for me, please. Another word, material selected, adapted from a common professional community preference. So I am doing something, but it's clear that I'm doing this for my colleagues or my friends, I don't know. This is material that I have re-explained, used and re-explained after using them. And this is, we could say, ressource, en français, ressource didactisée. It was not for the purpose of teaching, but I take them and I transform them for the purpose of teaching. And other category, you are teaching through what? And we had instructive words. Obviously, I'm teaching through speech, lecture, presentation. Also through performance, and Paul Drivers would be very happy from this word, performance. Acting, showing, through exaggerating gestures. To, I don't know for which purpose in philosophy. Imitating voice. And for me, it's a new avenue for understanding teachers' work. Because for each of them, words, we could say, is it a way for entering, in general, the structure of a teacher resource system, or is it due to a given culture? So the 10th program will be this one, studying naming system, and it will be at the heart of the workshop D. And there is already some current projects, the DEMATEM project, with just began with some students, the Lexicon project, and also the work made by Janine Romillard is, for me, in this frame. And of course, it's a long process, and for the future years, I have to confess that I'm most interested in it. And finally, we have 10 program research program or research perspectives. They are not independent. Obviously, the program 1, 9, 10 are interrelated, like there's 2 programs, because understanding denominating is understanding the structure of system, and etc. So for me, it's not isolated programs, they are interrelated, and it could constitute perspective to integrate in other programs. And Nathalie Sayak asked me, I have a specific project about assessment and in primary school and what teachers designing. It's obviously it's not a new 11th program, but it's a way of taking in account some of this perspective. So, and just for finishing, this conference is a moment of conceptual genesis. It will be continued through the workshop. You know that we will have a book, and a book is a mean for deepening the work of this conference. And there is PhD work extra, research project. So there's 3 conferences which will happen the next year. MEDA, Hermé, and Yanar Kalova, who is here, is co-chair, and the question of resources will be addressed, obviously. Sebastian perhaps will present in more depth the ICMT3, which will happen next year in Paderborn, which is a very great city in Germany. And the ICMI 14, and Binyan Chu is here, will be the co-chair, in Shanghai. And in this conference, we will have a survey team about regular collective teachers' work, coordinated by Birgit, and also a topic study group about textbooks with, again, Sebastian Rezaï and Avisnovska, and Hussein Sabra will be also involved. And why not a new conference? I would like to finish, but I have no time, just with some image, because, you know, the metaphors are very important. And I have in mind, if I want to give a metaphor for a resource system, what could it be? I don't know if you know this movie and book about intelligent trees, and now I am sure a very good metaphor is a forest. And because we have isolated trees, they appear isolated, but they are deeply interrelated. And when a tree died, like when a resource disappeared, there is a new organization taking into account the old experience of the tree. So it helped me to reconsider the role of, this is an old resources, but she is still living in the memory and the activity of teachers. So fruitful metaphor. And for completely ending, this is my first image, which is an Arcadia of Pirangui, a city in Brazil. And it's very amazing because it's both one tree and one forest. You know, it's because the branches, you will ask Brazilian people, we explain, the trees go down in the ground and up, and so you have a new branches extra. So both a tree and a forest. Good image for this. And finally, very finally, doesn't work. So.